the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. That was Professor Louie and the Chromatics. Another great cut off Crowing Around. We heard before Daughters and Sons. We heard Monday Boogaloo. Daughters and Sons came out a little bit later, and Professor Louie came out today to be on the radio with us. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Rick. Thank you so much for having me on the show, and thank you so much for playing all the music, because all the music you've been playing this morning has been great. I've been listening.
Well, thanks,
from
Louie.
Too early. But well, especially our pieces of music.
I've been doing the morning show for a long time, and it's kind of refreshing to know how many people get up so early and are starting their day and listening to KZE. So thank you, Louie, and thanks to everyone who does the same. It's refreshing to me because I always think like I'm the only one, but you're an early bird. You're an early riser. And sometimes I'll play music and you'll contact me at like 7:10 in the morning.
Yeah, well,
like, hey, Rick, great song.
Yeah, well, we have two ends of the spectrum. I might be getting in at 10 to 7 in the morning, or I might be getting up, or maybe not sleeping. Those are the two options that you have.
Well, I don't consider that either way, except that we both enjoy the morning.
We
and
do.
That's always cool. So whether it's the end of your night or your beginning of your day,
that's right.
It's the finest time of the day. And to have you here this morning is super special. Great job with Professor Louie's Woodstock Rockin' Review. Caught a bunch of it on Saturday at 5 o'clock. It starts. It's always a great program. How do you do it, Louie?
Well, you know, you got to have a work ethic like you, Rick. I got to compliment you on your work ethic, because I don't know if I can get up 5 o'clock in the morning every day. So that's the key to everything, right? Having a good work ethic and do what you say you're going to do.
That's it. And show up and be responsible and all that good stuff.
That's right. Pay attention.
Yeah. And Professor Louie and the Chromatics are playing at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. You're no stranger to that place. It's quite an awesome place, isn't it?
It is. We played there last year in the spring. Mm. And, you know, we're asked to come on and play a couple more shows in the fall. And this is where we're at the first week of fall. So that's what we're doing. And it's a great place to play. And we've always enjoyed playing in New Paltz. You know, we played New Paltz for years and years.
Yeah.
And then it sort of stopped. And now we're back at a nice place, and this is going to be an extremely special show. It's Friday night at 8:30 at the Lemon Squeeze, and we invited Larry Packer to play with us. Larry Packer, the great violinist, the guitar player, one of my oldest music friends. You know, he opened up for the band at the Fillmore, the first band concert ever in New York with his band Cat Mother, and we've been friends for over 50 years. Mm. So, and a lot of times Larry comes and we have him sit in. This time we're going to have him play all night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because he's on a lot of our records.
That's cool.
And we have a great history together, so why not have him play all night long? So
Larry is one of the finest talkers and storytellers, besides fiddle players, that I know.
And everything he says is true, because it's always the same story. But I can back him up on a lot of them, because, you know, we go back a long time, and he's still out there playing, we're still out playing, and he's a fantastic musician. He's on our latest record, Crowing Around.
Yeah.
Couple of songs.
Well, one time I came by Professor Louie's headquarters, the studio there, LRS Recording Studios.
That's right.
And that's in West Hurley. And I stopped by and, you know, we were having a chat, eating a bagel. And Larry was hanging out with you and was like, Louie, what's going on? And you said, well, besides us eating breakfast, we're working on horn charts. And I said, wait a second. You guys are not horn players, but you're going to work on the horn charts. And you said, yep, that's what we do. We know the music. We're writing the horn charts for the horn players. And my mind was suddenly blown away into my Rice Krispies.
Well, I hope I offered you a bagel. That's the least we could do for you.
Yeah, we had a bagel and some coffee. It was awesome. But we were hanging out, and then, you know, we were talking for a little while, and Larry was telling stories about the last waltz and Robbie Robertson's guitar and all kinds of great stories. You were putting notes on paper, and I was like, wait a second. You can hear this in your head. You're not even playing it. And you were both like, oh, yeah.
Well, you know, we got Larry on the records. A lot of times he doubles the horn parts or he doubles the accordion parts. Huh. And, you know, right now the Chromatics are at the best they've ever been, I think, with the latest lineup, you know, with Todd Myhan, Miss Marie, Frankie C, and been using Eric Puente or Dan Hickey on the drums.
Wow.
And it really is sounding great. So to have Larry as part of the newer Chromatics is fantastic, you know, because he's been through every incarnation, because we keep going and everybody else, unfortunately, has to sometimes stay home, you know. Gets a little trying out there.
So Crowing Around came out in March. It's a great record, collection of tunes, and I heard it a couple of months before it was released, but now it's out, and it's gaining traction, gaining steam across the whole nation.
It is. It's up to 200 radio stations. It's amazing. And thank you so much for helping us all the time, putting your ear on it. I like bringing you in, Rick, to put your ear on to get a nice objective view.
Thanks.
And now it's going to be up what they call FYC, for your consideration for the Grammys. So it'll be up for the best record of, like, you know, the Americana. You know, we don't expect much, but it's nice that it was, you know, FYC for your consideration.
It's nominated to be nominated.
It's nominated to be nominated.
That's a big deal. And there's so many albums.
Years ago, you weren't supposed to talk to it, but I get so many emails about it. I said, we'll talk about it.
Oh, you're not supposed to tell people
to vote for
you?
Years ago, you weren't supposed to talk about if your record was coming up, but now I get from about 150 artists, vote for my record, you know, because you got to be a member. So I said, well, you know, it's an honor just to have people think it's strong enough that you could put a song in. And it's a lot because of the radio stations like KZ that are playing the record.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was told that if you have 5 credits on record albums in your career, you can be part of the Grammy voting.
Well, what used to happen, and this was going back, you know, I've been a member of it used to be NARIS, now it's 360, whatever it is, but I was recommended. You had to be recommended, and Bob Ludwig, the great mastering engineer, he recommended me.
As a voter, to
become a member.
Okay.
We have to become a member. Gotcha. So now I think you just need to have some recording credits, which is a little strange because you could record home. So I'm not sure how that works anymore.
Yeah.
But you used to have to be recommended by somebody who was really in the industry.
Huh. Well, I have my credits on albums, and I haven't been invited.
Well, you might have to just get on there and just become a member. It's become a little bit of a social networking situation, so a lot of people have dropped out, but I still respect people putting out records a lot, and we got to keep doing that, because otherwise it just becomes no music.
Yeah, let's talk about what you've been digging lately. What kind of music have you been enjoying, Louis?
Well, you know, I've been enjoying all the time all the old favorites. You know, I always go back and listen to all the greats, you know, Oscar Peterson and people like that. And then there's a lot of new groups out that I happen to think are really doing some great stuff. You
is
know,
there
like
anything new that is influential on your playing that you hear and you go, they do that?
I try not to do that, to keep on our own path. And, and you know, if I'm going to steal something, I'll steal something from, you know, a couple hundred years ago or 100 years ago. But I just like listening to new music to know that people are out there still creating new music, and there's a lot of talent. I have to give credit to a lot of the women that are out there, because there's a lot of new women recording, and new women and older women, like Maria Muldaur's new record, you know, she's doing Spivey, or, you know, her old blues stuff, and she's redoing it. And then there's Molly Tuttle, who just put a new record out. And so, and I like playing some of them on the radio station, you know, on the radio show, so people get to hear it. So I'm always listening. We're always listening mostly to the radio, mostly what you play. And then, of course, I'll pick up a CD or get some in the mail. I get a lot in the mail from Memphis.
I bet.
A lot of blues, people. Yeah.
That's super cool. And how's the Juke doing?
The Juke from Edinburgh is doing great. He comes to see us on the shows when we play in Woodstock, because he's been living in Woodstock for years.
All right.
You know, he's been a great addition to the radio show, like Miss Marie, and they love doing it, so it helps me out, because I feel it gives the show a little bit of diversity.
Yeah, well, they come in, they bring in songs that they want to turn people on to. That's what I love. It's like, I'm burning for you to hear this song. That's what I love doing as
passion.
A DJ, and they love that as well, and so do you, Louis.
Thank you.
Which is cool, because you do find contemporary songs that are indelible and worth listening to, and they mix right in with a Tommy Dorsey song.
Yeah, well, that's like try to go back. Like last week, I actually went and played some of my touring gigs, you know, that were live. Sometimes I have those tapes.
Oh, cool.
And I'll play some of that, you know, so people, you know, stuff that isn't released, but they're in our collection.
Well, that's super cool. Well, keep up the good work. And now the Lemon Squeeze with the Professor Louis and the Chromatics with Larry Packer is happening Friday, the Lemon Squeeze, newpaltz.com. You can get tickets and further information. It's going to be a great show. It starts at 8:30, which is a perfect time on a Friday. And, well, what kind of special treats you got in store for the people listening?
Well, first thing that everybody should do is get there early and have dinner. Mm. So that way they get a seat.
Good.
And also Lemon Squeeze has really excellent food.
They do.
So that's why it starts at 8:30. And as far as the music, we're going to play everything that Larry's on a Chromatics record. He's on a lot of our songs because it's been so many years. You know, he's been on this record on two songs and Whispering Pines and music from Hurley Mountain. He's on Family Reunion. And so we're going to definitely play that. And then we'll play some classic band songs that Larry was part of because he was in The Last Waltz. And he could read the horn chart, so he's like the horn section, you know. And we'll even attempt one song off of Crowing Around that we haven't played, and that's Bird's Lament.
Wow.
And that's on there. That's a real challenge.
That would be really cool because that's instrumental.
That's an instrumental. Yes, it is. And we haven't played. That's the only song we haven't played yet off of Crowing Around live.
Yes. How cool.
So it's a little more difficult, so we waited for the right moment.
Well, love to hear that. Keep everyone on their toes, Professor, and thanks for doing what you do. Thanks for all the contributions to 98.1 KZE, whether it's from your band, Professor Louis and the Chromatics, or Professor Louis' Woodstock Rockin' Review on Saturdays at 5 p.m. It really kicks off the Saturday night specials. We got Professor Louis and the Chromatics, or Professor Louis' Woodstock Rockin' Review at 5, Corey with Movin' and Groovin' at 7, Family Jam House at 9, the Bluesium of Fine Arts at 10. It's a cool lineup.
It's a great, great night.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, Rick, I did bring you guys a present.
All right. What do you got?
You know, I got to always bring something. There was a magazine that came out in 1994 when I was on tour with the band, and I documented 45 days because we went across the country to the Leno show, and it's in this book. So I want you guys to have it because nobody else has this book.
Cool. And who did you actually write it or somebody wrote it?
No,
and
I wrote it. Okay. Every day I was on the road. Because I produced the record, and I wanted to go on tour with the guys to make sure things were getting done as best we can, especially when we hit the Leno show live.
Cool.
So I wrote a page every day in the bus. We got nothing else to do but ride the bus when I was at work.
Oh,
me and
great.
Garth would transcribe where I'd write this. And so then I sent it into this magazine that was a nice magazine called Listener, and they published it.
Ah, cool.
So
are these articles that are already published that you compiled, or is it a book?
It's in the magazine. It was never published except for this magazine.
Gotcha.
And I forgot all about it until I cleaned my attic out the other day and found about, you know, a few of these books. I said, this is good to share because nobody knows about it anymore because how many years ago is that? 31
cool.
years ago. So I thought it would be good to start spreading around because it's pretty interesting, you know.
Cool.
You don't see that too often anymore, documenting what happens on the road.
Yeah.
Musically. I haven't read it. I hope I did a good job, you know.
Well, we could go back in time and find out
and,
what
you know,
it was like.
So it also doesn't include Larry, but Larry was on that record.
Well, cool. Don't miss Professor Louis and the Chromatics at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz Friday night, 8:30 show. Yes, dinner and drinks are available. They have some fancy cocktails as well there at the Lemon Squeeze. And what else is coming up down the road, Louis?
Well, you know, we just finished a really busy touring schedule. It was amazing this summer.
Cool.
I have to say, because there's more venues and outside park shows and all kinds of things. So
that's
we have
great.
Some great shows coming up. And we've done some great shows this past month. Just got back from St. Lawrence University on the Canadian border and playing clubs up there.
Wow.
And, you know, we're going to head down into Long Island for a couple shows. We're going to head out to Pennsylvania, head out to the Midwest. And the schedule is busy, and then it caps it off with a great night up in Saranac Lake for New Year's Eve, one of the first nights up there. So we got a lot of great stuff, and we're working on a new record.
Wow.
But it'll take a while before that shows
up. But still.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work. Very ambitious. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Rick.
You know, we don't got time to lose.
We don't have time to lose, and, you know, it's nice to keep creating new music. And
yeah.
I figure on the Crowing Around, we want to keep working that for as long as we can because there's a lot of great songs that haven't really surfaced. We're going to release another single in a couple of weeks off of that.
Cool.
Family songs, family time of year.
Love it.
Thanksgiving, New Year's, Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Louis. Well, all the best to you. And folks, get tickets. Be at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz this Friday, 8:30 show. The Lemon Squeeze, newpaltz.com. Tickets, further information, everything you need to know is right there at their website. And find Professor Louis and the Chromatics online at
ProfessorLouis.com.
Simple.
Yeah, very simple.
And check out WKZE.com and have yourselves a great day. Thanks, Louis, for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks to all the DJs and everybody here at the station.
All right. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back after this very important message.
The name you know and the name you trust is...